1620-94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the October 11th, 2022 Bryan City Council meeting, where at the end of the meeting, four members of the council criticize a campaign ad by mayoral candidate and former councilman Mike Sutherland. Sutherland's ad referring to defunding the Bryan Police Department. That led to a public statement by Police Chief Eric Buskey that the department had never been defunded. Council comments included thanking Buskey for his comments and calling on Sutherland to apologize. First, let's hear from Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson.
So we're going to do items of community interest. And normally I go last, but today, for the first time in 6 years, I'm going to go first. I want to thank Chief Buskey for being so apolitical, because when you refuse to get involved in politics, it makes your voice that much stronger when you come out and publicly rebuke someone like Mike Sutherland, who lied and said that this council defunded the police. He should be ashamed of himself, and God bless Chief Buskey for coming out and publicly rebuking him. And anybody that supports him is beyond me.
Next is Bryan Councilman Buppy Simic.
I want to reflect on what Mayor Nelson just said. I've gotten so many phone calls of asking why we defunded the police. That's appalling to me. Anybody that knows me personally knows I would never, ever defund the police or the firefighters. It ain't gonna happen. But you gotta understand Mike Sutherland accounting. He doesn't understand accounting. So, with that being said, I just wanna thank Chief Buskey for setting the record straight. We never defunded the police. We would never defund the police. And I just want everybody to know this council has never defunded the police one single penny. I want to go on the record and make sure I'm clear on that. Thank you, Mayor.
Next is Bryan Councilman James Edge.
I hate to leave on a dark note, but I share the mayor and Mayor Pro Tem's concerns about former Councilman Sutherland and the statements he's made about defunding the police. I'm going to publicly call for Mr. Sutherland to apologize to the Bryan City Council. And I would also call on Mr. Sutherland to apologize to the Bryan Police Department. This council has shown nothing but support for the Bryan Police Department, and the police department should not be used the way he's attempted to use them for political reasons. So, like I say, this is a public call for him to publicly apologize.
Also speaking, Bryan Councilman Prentice Madison.
I'd like to commend Brant and Bobby for taking a stance against their opponent on what was said. And also, I'd like to thank the Chief of Police. I think you guys did a terrific job.